أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل ادارك علمهم في الآخرة بل هم في شك منها بل هم منها عمون. وقال الذين كفروا أئذا كنا ترابا وآباؤنا أئنا لمخرجون. لقد وعدنا هذا نحن وآباؤنا من قبل إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المجرمين. صدق الله العظيم. The previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about His great Qudrat and His great mercies upon man. But more, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had been speaking about His might and His power. And in concluding those ayat, Allah Rabbul Izzat had spoken about the quality of initiating the creation, and then thumma yubadi'u, and then recreating mankind, and speaking about the knowledge of the unseen is in the hands of Allah. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the disbelievers with regards to their perception and the understanding of the hereafter and the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, balidaraka ilmuhum fil akhirah. Nay, their knowledge with regards to the Akhirah has fallen short, or their perception of the year after has fallen short. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the disbelievers that they did not understand this entire concept of the hereafter. And when the hereafter comes, and when man is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, then only would they understand the reality of it. Now at this point in time, we need to understand that from the very beginning of the Qur'an al-Kareem and from the very beginning of the life of a believer, the spiritual life of a believer, we believe in the unseen unreservedly. We have no reservations with regards to any aspect that either Allah or His Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us about the hereafter. Our iman is iman bil ghayb. And this is what they could not perceive. So that is why they fell short in the perception with regards to the hereafter, that they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes mockingly different questions about the day of Qiyamah, when is this day of Qiyamah coming, etc. So they could not understand this, they could not perceive it. So one aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, then Allah says, بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهَا. Nay, the reality is this, that they are in shak, they are in doubt with regards to the hereafter. And this is another very important aspect, that when man has doubt with regards to any aspect of deen, then that doubt may lead a person to kufr. So it is very, very important for us not to voluntarily, unnecessarily create doubt within ourselves with regards to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For one of the consequences is that can remove us from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our deen and our iman is based on yaqeen. And it is through yaqeen that the iman gets stronger in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. Nay, the reality is that they are blinded. They are blind with regards to the hereafter. And this is not the blindness of the eyes. This is the blindness of the heart. It is because they mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the hereafter. So on the one hand, it is the perception that is incomplete. On the other hand, they have doubt. And on the third, they are blinded with regards to the hereafter. So we need to operate on the opposite. One is this, that our perception with regards to the hereafter would be exactly that which our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had showed us. Secondly, we should have absolutely no doubt. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. We should have yaqeen with regards to the hereafter. And thirdly, we should not question and blind our hearts about the aspects of the hereafter. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ. Then they used to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mockingly, and here Allah ta'ala narrates it, that those who disbelieve had said, أَإِذَا كُنَّا تُرَابًا وَآبَاؤُنَا. That is it possible that we and our fathers becoming sand and dust when we are buried into the grounds, then our bodies disintegrate, then how is it possible, أَإِنَّا لَمُخْرَجُونَ, then would we really be extracted and brought forth from the ground? And this they would say mockingly, but Allah Rabbul Izzat had already clarified this two ayats ago, that He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the initiator, and Allah Rabbul Izzat is the recreator of man. لَقَدْ وَعِدْنَا هَذَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Then they would go on and they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this issue of Qiyamah, we and our forefathers from before had been promised, and these are old tales, these are old stories, stories of the past that had been coming down. In other words, there is no reality with regards to it. So قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْتُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and Allah says to Nabi alayhi salam, commanding him, say to them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, travel the earth, travel the land, and see the consequences, the evil consequences of the mujrimeen, of the sinners. Now this correlates to the previous ayat in this aspect, that the Nabis and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had come down and made several promises to the people. One promise that you can see definitely with your eyes, that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had come down and they had spoken about Allah's azab in this very world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would destroy you as nations if you disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that you can see, O people of Makkah, when you travel the earth, you will see the ruins of the various nations. And hence, if you cannot understand from that this very same Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had warned about the hereafter, so if this is true, then that has to be true. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the logical thinking with regards to this belief of the kuffar of Makkah. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also reminds us that insofar as our perception of the hereafter is concerned, it should be exactly that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought to us. Let us keep away doubt and let us not blind ourselves from the issues of the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.